Now, boys and girls, we come to the letter K, and I'm not going to get you to read a verse today, but I want you to turn with me for a moment to the book of Jude. And, of course, Jude is that little book just prior to the last book in our Bibles, which is the book of Revelation. And, of course, the letter we come to today is the letter K. And it's just for the sake of time, I'm turning you immediately to the book of Jude. And to Jude chapter, or Jude verse 21, because there's only one chapter in Jude, it's verse 21. And here's what it says in verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And it's that first little phrase, boys and girls, keep yourself in the love of God. I'm sure some of you may not be familiar with this little book of Jude. As I've already said by way of introduction to our Wednesday night meetings, some of us have an understanding of parts of the Bible, and some of us have a great love for different books of the Bible, and some of us have an understanding of certain passages in the Bible. But when we come to a little book like Jude, some of us perhaps don't understand what this book is about. Well, it's a very interesting little book, and it relates to a time when Christianity was under attack. Under attack from the authorities of that day, and under attack both from without and also within the church, where there was a great increase in false teaching. And Jude wanted the believers of that day to do something. He wanted them to stand up, and he wanted them to take a stand for the truth that they knew and to defend it. In other words, boys and girls, Jude was asking those believers to keep the faith. He was asking them to learn lessons from the past, to be aware of all that they had faced, and to be aware of all the dangers that would confront them in the future. And he wanted them to maintain their own walk with God. He says, keep yourselves, or keep yourself, in the love of God. Two things for a moment. I want you to think about the word keep just for a moment. That's a great word, isn't it? Well, when it's used here in Jude, it means to stand fast in the place of obedience. That's what it means. When everything around you is changing, when people are being led astray, when so many people have lost sight of the truth of God's word, you keep yourself. You stand firm. You don't budge an inch. Whatever others might do, you be prepared to stand there in the place of obedience. Because at the end of the day, it's much more important for you and me to be obedient to God than it is to anyone else. Remember how Peter said in the early church, we ought to obey God rather than who? Rather than men. So you see, you're to continue to live out your faith as God works out his will in your life and mine. But then he uses this other phrase, the love of God. And the love of God's a wonderful thing because nothing compares to it. Remember, love is God's very nature. The Bible says God is what? Well, he's a lot of other things, but God is love. And God has shown his love to us when he sent his son into the world to be our savior. He loved us so much, he gave himself on the cross for our sins. And you see, God's love is special. God's love is steadfast. And God's love is a love that never changes. And when you and I learn to stand for the truth of God's word, he does his part. He does his part. You and I do ours, but God does his. When you and I learn to stand in obedience, God keeps us safe, God keeps us secure, and God keeps us sheltered from all harm and danger. So you can see that there are two things today about this verse we need to remember. Keep yourself in the love of God. You keep the truth, and God will keep you by his love. You learn to be obedient, and God will protect you and shelter you, and one day even bring you out of this evil world in which we live and bring you home. You say, but Pastor, hold on a moment. You asking me at school and in other places to sometimes have to stand alone? It's far better to stand alone for the truth. Far better to stand alone for the truth than to stand with others who are completely wrong and living in contradiction to God's word. So you stand in obedience, and God will keep you and shelter you and strengthen you and enable you. Keep yourself in the love of God.